when they plow, those trenches that they cut with the plow would be
cut in a furrow.
And if they had a real good yield of something, they'd say, we raised a big
crop. We had a good crop this year.
Oh.
But you never did see a farmer that admitted he had a good crop. They always had a fair crop, but never a good crop.
Do you know what they would call a kind of crop or something that was not planted, but it just came up by
volunteer. Volunteer oats and is what you're talking
mm-hmm,
about something or
something like
that.
Mm-hmm, that would come up. Do you know what they would call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring after they cut the
No.
Now when they tie up wheat, it's tied up into a
shock. When we bought the rice farm, they shocked the rice.
Oh, they did?
And used a thrashing machine. Oh. And if they got the crop out by Thanksgiving, it was wonderful.
Oh.
And now then, if they don't get the crop out before the 1st of October, they are late. Very late.
Well, now, is rice measured, if you were talking about how much you raise per acre, you'd measure it by the
bushel.
By the bushel.
Bushels.
How many bushels?
Bushels per acre.
Now, this next part's going to have about early cooking and things. What would you call the kind of bread that would be baked in loaves?
Just a loaf of bread.
Now, if
light bread, is that what you were?
Yeah. Would they say, if it was homemade?
Homemade light bread.
Homemade light bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did they put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
Well, did they do anything else with
Mama had some continuing yeast.
Oh.
She didn't make sourdough. I guess it was her rolls and bread were like we make now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she didn't make buns, she made rolls. Smaller
mm-hmm.
than her food was dainty.
Oh, it was
It was neat and dainty, and she didn't believe in huge helpings.
Mm-hmm.
We ate all we wanted, but we ate with a napkin and with the blessing always, and sat up straight and passed food around at all times.
Mm-hmm. What else would they make out of wheat flour besides the rolls and the
biscuits?
Oh.
We had Janie biscuits.
Oh, yeah,
Janie
was
a colored woman that worked for us, and she'd come make biscuits for breakfast. And
what about with cornmeal? What different things would
they make? We had cornbread, but we didn't have mush much.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally Mama might make some mush, but we didn't care for it too much. And Grandmother made spoon bread.
Oh, what was that?
Well, it was very much like a cornbread, but it was thinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but thinner.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And you know where the hush puppy got his name, don't you?
No.
We made hush puppies.
With cornmeal,
and Mother said they used to make it to feed the dogs.
Oh.
And the slaves made the hush puppies for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make them and fry them and throw them to the dog and say, hush.
Oh.
And they were hush puppies. That's what